This is our returning champion, Lynn Lucas from Cleveland, Ohio. Stand by to see Lynn play for a jukebox valued at $8,000. Today on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $22,478 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. Right now, he is the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're very kind. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let us quickly welcome back a fine champion from Cleveland, Ohio, Lynn Lucas.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Lynn. Well, it's been worth your while to have popped out here to visit us. You have passed on some major prizes, but along the way, my goodness, you've got a very unusual picnic hamper, stereo, range, washer, dryer, $700 in cash, $4,628 you've got so far.
That's great. Thank you.
Still going strong. Now, a win today and just 15 more dollars. That's all it would take, and you could have that jukebox. Now, that's one of the original Wurlitzer jukeboxes worth
$8,000. It's just
gorgeous. Oh, it's very lovely. Also within reach today, $95. Oh. That's how far away you are from a trip to Switzerland worth $9,000. Nice trips, nice things to shoot for. Ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, good luck. Here to
Thank
win
you.
It is the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Would you like the trip to Switzerland?
Oh, would I?
That would be nice. That would be a good thing.
Yeah, John, my boyfriend, is a Swiss-Italian, so we're going to be going there.
Jumping over the border.
Sometime, yes.
Good to have you back.
Yeah.
Who are you going to bring us?
This man makes sure that every stone has a silver lining. From Van Nuys, California, say hello to Paul Ehrlich.
Hi there, Paul.
And this lady cooks according to the stars. From Los Angeles, California, give a big hand to Pam Hall.
Hello there, Pam. Of course, we really shouldn't talk about John since he's in the country illegally, but that's see you a little later. Pam, you're cook according to the stars.
Right. I started my own catering business, and I started by taking some samples to one of the major studios in town, and I got a lot of movie star orders.
Oh, so that's becoming a big business for you, I guess, now,
sure.
Right?
Sure, uh-huh.
Good. Well, you must be very good at it. Nice to have you here with us, Pam.
Thank you.
And Paul, what's this about making sure that every stone has a silver lining?
Well, my hobby is cutting stones, and I love to set them in silver and give them away to family and friends.
Oh, it sounds like you're a worthwhile friend to have there, Paul. Nice to have you here as well. Good luck to all three of you. Let's start you off with $20. And at the end of the show, the player with the most money gets to do some fabulous shopping back there. Let's get you going with this for five. What kind of pet did Harry have in the film Harry and Lynn?
A cat.
Harry and Tonto, a cat. That's exactly what it is. Tonto was a cat. $5 for the correct answer. Lynn goes to 25. In which ocean will you find Easter Island, Bougainville, Pam?
Pacific.
And Bora Bora, would they all be found in the Pacific? You're right for five, Pam to 25. What last name was shared by Mongolian emperors Genghis and Kublai? Paul.
Khan.
Khan is exactly what it is, and Paul gets five. He goes to 25, yes. Incidentally, for historical reference, their wives were named Sylvia and Betty. According to the expression, what is it that makes the heart grow fonder? Lynn.
Absence.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, the champion into the lead again. In what outdoor sport can you score with leaners and ringers? Pam.
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes is right. Pam goes to 30. Well, players are really getting at it. But it is time now for an instant bargain. We'll relax for a moment. The player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a cash bonus, remember, could come up at any time. Lynn hit one on the last show. Pam and Lynn, you're in a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. You would love this.
Hammer Lynn, wake up your bedroom with a fashionable Dakota bedroom ensemble. Beautiful bedspread, pillow shams, and decorative pillows designed in contemporary applique graphics. Furnished by Dakota. It's normally priced at $710. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only
$5. $5 worth. $710. My wife said I can't sit there. I got to stand. $710. But what does she know? $710 it would normally cost, but for $5. Just $5. Four. Three. Lynn will buy for $3. Enjoy the $710 with a beautiful, beautiful thing. Just for $3, we knock that off your score, down to 27. Lynn adds up another. That's right, Lynn is setting up housekeeping.
Right.
Oh, everything helps along the way. And, of course, you're in the lead now as Lynn did some buying. All three of you in this. Name the film in which Richard Dreyfuss plays an ichthyologist. Pam.
The Goodbye Girl?
No. Oh, he plays an ichthyologist who finds out what happens when a shark bites into a boat. That was Jaws, film at 11. You lose five on that, Pam, down to 25. Sorry about that. What's the capital of Virginia? Lynn?
Richmond.
Richmond it is. Very quick with the buzzer. The champion goes over the $30 mark. Think back to 1971. Give me the title of Richard Bach's best-selling book, Lynn.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Oh, and all three hands were going for the buzzer there. Nicely done, Lynn. You're up to $37. Time now for the fame game as the players play for a pick of that fame game board. A lot of information about a famous person. I am an English actress born in 1933. I made my stage debut in 1946 in A Doll's House and appeared in 9 British films. I went to Hollywood, where my sultry sex appeal helped establish Paul.
Joan Collins?
Joan Collins is right! And Paul gets that ticket aboard. Now, Paul, there are 9 numbers up there, a lot of wonderful things. You'll get what's behind the number you pick.
Let's try 4.
And behind number 4, we have a recliner. Lazy Boys Recliner Rocker Chair. You may enjoy quality and comfort as you rock, recline, or relax. Furnished by Lazy Boy.
$449 chair. That is yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. I really should apologize. Obviously, it was a typo. Born in 1933, huh, Joan? Oh, well, we'll be right back. Our champion, Lynn Lucas, she already has enough money for that fabulous and unusual jukebox, closing in on the trip to Switzerland. Of course, she's got to win, and she doesn't have that big a lead right now. Lynn at 37, and Paul and Pam both at 25. Let's get back with this. Name the plaid cloth patterns used, Pam?
Tartan.
To identify Scottish clans. Very nicely done. Tartan it is. Pam goes for 30. Those would have been $7 of Lynn. The 1972 film Deliverance featured a hit. Lynn?
Easy on my mind, I don't know.
No. Oh, you were close. Dueling Banjos. That was the hit song from Deliverance, and you lose 5. Okay. Down to 32, and just $2 ahead of Pam again. What word is used to describe a college student in his second year? Lynn.
Sophomore.
Sophomore is what it is, beating everyone in the buzzer. Lynn gets that time back. What unit of distance is equal to 5,200, Lynn?
A mile.
5,280 feet, I was going to say, and a mile is exactly what you should say. Over the $40 mark for Lynn. Well, Lynn, you don't have to think about it now. You have the lead all to yourself. You've got a $12 lead. You've got a little room. You might like this.
Lynn Resort to the best in beautiful Palm Springs. Glad you could make it. You and a friend will be whisked away by limousine from Los Angeles to spend 3 days at the Cathedral Canyon Country Club in Palm Springs. Hundreds of scenic acres with championship golf, tennis, and fine dining. It's minutes from downtown shopping and nightlife. Furnished by the Cathedral Canyon Country Club. This fabulous trip is normally priced at $750. Today on Sale of the Century Tours for only $9.
Between the glasses and the falling down, I was going to say, who's that behind the Foster Brooks? $750 trip, Lynn, for just $9.
I've never been to Palm Springs.
You would enjoy it, Lynn. You would enjoy it. Pam, right, Pam?
That's great.
Terrific. You ever been there, Pam?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to say no, but you should still buy it. Lynn, if you bought the trip for $9, mm-hmm. you would still have the lead, but the lead would be $3. I would like you to enjoy that trip. I would like to make it an over $1,000 bargain.
Oh, boy.
I would like to give you $300 in cash to go with the $750 trip. You'd still have the lead. You'd have the trip to Palm Springs for $9. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Doesn't want to go to Palm Springs. Well, she thought she'd run into David. That was the reason. Hanging on to a $12 lead. In the age of the dinosaurs, the pterodactyl had an unusual limb.
It was a bird, wingspan?
No, it had an unusual way of getting around. It got around by flying, but it was not a bird. That was what was unusual about it. It was not a bird. And you lose $5 on that. The quick buzzer, I think, cost you on that, Lynn. Going down to 37, $7 lead over Pam. Whose official residence is at number 10 Downing Street, Lynn?
Great Britain's Prime Minister.
In London, indeed, that is the Prime Minister, and you've got that $5 right back. For the 1962 World's Fair, what Northwestern city, Lynn?
Seattle.
My goodness, does she have anticipation. Built the Space Needle, and you are right, Seattle it is, and Lynn, back to 47. Which European nation was once dominated by the powerful prelate, Lynn?
Russia.
That time the quick buzzer. Yeah. Cardinal Richelieu, I was going to say, and that, of course, is France, and you're back to 42. What type of dinner was introduced nationally for the first time in 1954? Pam?
Frozen dinner?
More specific, please.
Frozen entrees from Swanson.
you were so close. Matter of fact, I was going to give you Swanson, but the frozen foods went before, so we could not accept that. Our judge previously told me no. No, they were TV dinners is what they were. Specifically, they were TV dinners. And as a matter of fact, the reason you had to be specific, I don't know if you recall, but the dinners then, the first one cost $1. It consisted of turkey, gravy, buttered peas, and sweet potatoes. And the front of it, with the box, was a TV set. It was a TV set on the front of it. Remember, it was depicted like that. Can you go back that far? We'll be right back. Lynn at $42, Paul at $25, Pam also at $25. Of course, Pam, just remember, right, about the shape of the TV set on the outside.
Don't
right?
tell people I remember that, please.
Okay. Back to the fame game now. $5, $10, and $15 money cards are up there someplace. We're looking for a famous person. I am an explorer born in Spain of a noble family in 1474. I served as a page in the court of Ferdinand and Isabella, and in 1493, I sailed with Columbus on his second voyage to America. I conquered Puerto Rico in 1508, and later was sent to colonize the island of Bimini, which was supposed to be the site of the legendary Fountain of Youth. Lynn.
Ponce de Leon.
Yeah, wound up in Florida. Ponce de Leon it is. And Lynn, very importantly for the champion, gets control of the board. And now what are you going to find up there?
Number three, please.
And behind number three, we have a metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
Hey, you never know what you're going to find under the carpet in the apartment there, Lynn. That's nice. $369 item. Another nice thing for you. Didn't find the money cards, though. They stay up there. We'll add a $25 money card with the third and final crack coming up later. All three players in this. Who wrote The Godfather? Lynn.
Puzo.
That's right, Mario Puzo it is, and Lynn goes to 47. After Chinese, more people speak this language than any other, Lynn.
English?
That's the language, yes. It's second only to Chinese. Two in a row for the champion. Name the film in which Hal Holbrook played it. Pam? Pam gets in there quick, and it's cost you a few times. He played an informer named Deep Throat. Dustin Hoffman played a reporter named Carl Bernstein. I know you know
All
it.
The President's Men.
Yeah, but that quick buzzer cost you, Pam. Going to lose another five. It's time now for an instant bargain. And Lynn, you've really stretched it out. You've got a $27 lead. $27. I mean, this looks so good. Summer's coming over, so you can get a good look at it.
Lynn, add a little sparkle to your life with this beautiful ring, a lovely jade stone, long the symbol of fortune and health, nestled next to a diamond, mounted in 14 karat gold, furnished by Maison K. This gorgeous ring is $1,150. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $14.
Oh, Lynn. $1,150 for $14. If you bought that for $14, it would cut into your lead. You would still have a couple of dollars. You'd have a lead, and you would also have, you'd have the, you like the ring?
It's beautiful. Match my jade ring.
Oh, wouldn't it really?
Yes.
Well, put the two of them, that they're both green.
Yes, very nice.
So is $500 in cash. Hit the buzzer. You've got an $1,150 ring, $500 in cash, and still have the lead. Going once, going Ocean Boulevard. Enjoy the ring, enjoy the cash, and as we knock that offer score, we got a good close game going. We'll be right back. You got matching rings here. Yeah. And then the game.
Do I get to keep that too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back. Lynn made a great buy, but she's still got a good lead. Liz at 38, Paul at 25, Pam at 20. Back with us. Name the historic city built on hills called Palatine, Paul?
Rome.
And there were six others. Rome is exactly what it is, and Paul goes to 30. Before he turned to his public ministry, Jesus Christ is believed to have followed the profession of his earthly father. Pam.
Carpenter.
Carpenter. Carpentry is exactly what it is. And Pam, this time she waited. She got another 5 to 25. In what city will you find art museums known as the Guggenheim? Lynn?
New York City.
I was going to name a few more, but that's all she needed. New York, you're right for another 5. Over the $40 mark. Fame game. Every money card is up there, including a big one worth $25. Looking for a famous thing. I am a group of stone buildings built more than 500 years ago. I include an ancient fortress, a dark prison, and a former royal residence. A shallow moat and a high stone wall surround me. I now use chiefly as a showplace. Pam.
Tower of London.
You are right. It is indeed the Tower of London. And you've got a pick of the board, Pam, and a big one it is.
Number 5.
And behind number five, we have Parquet Flooring. Hartco Solid Oak Parquet Flooring. A beautiful oak floor designed to install yourself with a cushion foam backing for your added comfort. Furnished by Hartco Parquet.
Very nice prize worth almost $400, but not the money prize. Where are those three big ones?
Behind the number nine, the number six, and the number seven.
Lucky number seven had that $35 money card that could have been the difference, but now it's going down to the wire with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock as we finish the game with the speed round? Lynn, you're at 43, Paul at 30, Pam at 25. Good luck to all three of you. We start the speed round now. According to the Bible, what part of Adam's body was used to make Eve? Paul.
The rib.
Right. On which continent would you cruise on the Congo River? Pam.
Africa.
Right. What is the main ingredient of coleslaw? Pam.
Cabbage.
Right. Name the network dance show hosted by Dick Clark. Pam.
American Bandstand.
Right. According to the old expression, time heals all. Lynn.
Wounds.
What?
Wounds.
Right. What eastern city is famous for its marathon beans and tea party? Pam.
Boston.
Right. What color is chlorophyll? Lynn.
Green.
Right. Name the galaxy in which we live. Lynn.
The Milky Way.
Right. In what South American country would you find the capital city of Caracas? Paul.
Venezuela.
Right. What Civil War general went on to become our 18th president? Lynn.
Grant.
Right. In what country did the Bay of Pigs invasion? Pam.
Cuba.
Right. Name the geometric figure that always has 180 degrees and three sides. Paul.
A triangle.
Right. Right before the bell. You're right. What does a member of the religion of Islam mean when he uses Pam? Time.
God.
In the classic Poe story, what was the only word spoken by the raven? Time is up, and Lynn, you have won it again. Congratulations. We'll be back to Lynn in just a moment. Time ran out before Paul started the answer, so he didn't get to answer it. I know he would have known. The only word spoken by the raven was nevermore. And the religion of Islam, what he means when he uses the word Allah, is God or supreme being. Got to say goodbye to Pam and Paul, but you're not going home empty-handed. Pam, you've got the flooring, and with the cash in front of you, you are over $400 in cash and prizes. Thank you. Paul, you've got that lovely recliner chair, and with the cash in front of you, you're just a nickel or two short of $500. Thank you.
Love it.
But Lynn Lucas has enough money for a fabulous jukebox, and let's see if she takes it. Let's go shopping. Congratulations. We add that $63 to your previous total. You are up now to $308 in your bank account, and that very easily is enough for you to buy this.
Here's a welcome addition to your rec room, a jukebox designed in the style of post-war America. Its vintage styling is an explosion of color, highlighted by chrome and mellowed by soft wood shades of intricate cabinet trim. Furnished by Jukeboxes Unlimited Los Angeles, normally priced at $8,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Just $260, very unusual, very nice. All you have to do is say yes, and you can leave with that because you've got over $300. I got to tell you, though, we always tempt you, Lynn.
I know that.
Next thing up the line, you know, and of course you must win, you are just $32 away from a place I love to visit, Switzerland.
You'll be yodeling to a different tune in beautiful Switzerland. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for 15 days in the storybook land of Switzerland, where you may enjoy quaint villages, picturesque lakes, and the breathtaking Swiss Alps. This marvelous trip, normally priced at $9,000, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
Just $340, and you can take that great trip to Switzerland. You're so close to it, you've got $308. Next thing up the line, you might enjoy this.
Here's elegance with a ring to it. The stunning lady's ring. A sparkling spinel gem surrounded by brilliant cut diamonds and a beautiful 18-karat white gold band. Yours with a gift certificate from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This gorgeous ring, normally priced at $12,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Wow, $12,000 ring. It's Summer Bartholomew keeps looking at that. My ring, my ring. Get to $750. You'll have every prize on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot at $66,000.
And that's a total of $126,578 in cash and prizes that could be yours. You are doing beautifully. Maybe you want to leave now. Maybe you want to take that jukebox and leave. But the trip to Switzerland is the next thing up the line, just $32 away. You think about it. You're doing well. But is it time to leave? We'll find out right after this. right, Lynn, you've got $308. All you have to do is give me $260, and you can leave with that jukebox and everything else you've picked up along the line, or you can put your $308 in the bank, needing another win and 32 yes. more dollars for the trip to Switzerland. What's it going to be?
Well, Jim, I love the jukebox, but I'm having so much fun with you in summer here. I'm going to stay.
So you're going to come back. All right, we'll put the money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000, $67,000 in the cash jackpot. And just for summer, because she's so nice, I got the ring, and I'm going to let you have a good look at it before we say goodbye for now from Salmon the Century.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.